I was in London for the quarterfinal game against Sweet.
Were you not in Paris for a game?
Well, I was in Paris for the
group play,
England Colombia game.
Okay, but you didn't see France play while you were in.
No, well, I saw France play their quarterfinal, their quarterfinal while I was in London. They played before we got there.
Okay.
They played on Saturday and we got there on Sunday.
Okay.
In the round of 16. So yeah, it wasn't necessarily part of the plan, but man, I've got to say it made the trip that was already awesome like 10 times better, because you just, even if it's not England or France playing, you're just doing your sightseeing, you're walking around, and then you're like, oh crap, you know, there the games were at 4 in the afternoon and 8 at night.
Perfect.
And so you're like, oh crap, there's a game about to be on, let's find a pub. And you just find a pub and everyone is into it, and then you go on and you wait until the next game, then you find another pub.
So everyone's into every game?
Yeah. And when I was in France, I saw we found a place to just randomly to see the Brazil Mexico game.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't as many like pubby sports bar type places in Paris as there are in London, obviously. And so we were trying to find a place that was kind of nearby to where we were, and we stumbled upon this place that was jammed with like 60-70% Brazil fans and then like 30% Mexico fans all going nuts.
Yeah.
It was so great. And so the one thing that I didn't realize when we were in London, we ran into a couple of guys and they were, you know, just having a pint together after their work days, and we started talking to them, and they started talking to us about the "It's Coming Home" meme. Have you caught up on this at all?
I'm aware of what it is for sure. I know that was their big saying. Obviously, that means the trophy World Cup is coming to the home of soccer and bringing it back.
Right. Yeah. And they were like, "Yeah, we, you know, because we invented the sport."
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because it, unless you're English, everybody hates England. I mean, obviously France hates England, but even the Irish, the Scottish, the Welsh, they all hate England,
mm-hmm.
even though they're part of the UK. Because England, you know, they're entitled and they're cocky. They're, you know, they're like the Texas Longhorn fans of soccer. And so, they were saying, yeah, that do you know about It's Coming Home? And we're like, well, we've heard it, but what does it mean? So what it started with was in 1996, England hosted the Euro Championships. So it's kind of like the regional version of the World Cup. It's just mm-hmm. European clubs or European nations. And so for that 96 Euros that England was hosting, they did like a theme song.
Mm-hmm.
And so have you ever heard of the band The Lightning Seeds?
No.
No? Okay, I'm going to play you a clip.
It's a good name, though.
The Lightning Seeds, they reached number 2 on the U.S. Alternative charts in 1992 with the tune The Life of Riley. See if this jogs your memory at all.
I think so, but do I need lyrics? I think it does.
I mean, that's the hook, is the little string part. So if you don't recognize that, you don't recognize the song.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm just
trying.
That
is so right up your alley.
I know.
Of your
stuff. It's so English. So,
I love your stuff.
So this guy, the guy from the Lightning Seeds and a couple of English comedians got together and wrote this song for the 96 Euros called Three Lions. And so I'll play you a little bit of that, and then I'll skip forward to the refrain as well, which is where It's Coming Home comes from. So here's the beginning of Three Lions.
I love the name Three Lions.
You're not creative enough. We're not positive enough.
It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
We'll go on getting back. So I'm getting back. So I'm getting back. So I'm getting back.
It's coming. Football's coming home. It's coming.
Sounds like a sitcom.
I mean, the video is very sitcom-like.
Now, is this because they're hosting Euros?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It wasn't that they were winning.
Bringing a trophy home.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't that they're winning the Euros. It's that they're hosting the Euros. And, you know, the lyrics are all self-effacing about how they choke all the time.
Yeah. All right, so that's where it started.
This is the part that I was singing to myself the whole trip.
Sing it.
Okay. And then at the end, they go back into the... They go back into that bit. Okay, so you use it in two ways. If you're, especially if you're a dumb American tourist and you're just walking around London and you want to make friends with your cab driver, or
you know, or
a clerk, or you run into somebody at the pub.
Right. And offset their natural thought that you're an American idiot.
Yeah, that you're an American idiot.
Nah, I'm cool. I know the song.
Yeah. Then you just say, you just give them the nod and go, it's coming home.
Wait, did you really do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and did they think you're a dork, or did they?
No, they'd be like, "Oh, right,
really?
Right, yeah, yeah, it's coming on, mate." I mean, it's dorky as hell, but yeah, occasionally I would throw it out.